Ladies and gentlemen, as it would turn out, the IRS has been illegally and unconstitutionally spying on Americans. Now, you're all probably familiar with the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This is the one that protects against unreasonable searches and seizures, requires probable cause for a search warrant, and also protects your digital privacy. Well, guess what? Under the recent Biden administration, the IRS decided that they just don't really care about the Fourth Amendment. Because as it would turn out, for the last couple years, the IRS has actually been using AI to scan through all of our bank accounts to make sure that we are properly paying taxes. In fact, take a look at this.
What we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist. And what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So there you have it. For the last couple years, the IRS has been using artificial intelligence to illegally and unconstitutionally scan through all of our bank accounts to make sure that we are properly paying our taxes. And like I just said, this is very illegal and very unconstitutional. So thank God somebody caught on to this and is actually going to do something about it. But hey, it's also worth noting, this isn't the only weird and curious thing that was happening at the IRS during the Biden era. As many of you might remember, Biden signed off on hiring 87,000 new armed IRS agents. And guess what? To pay for all of those IRS agents, Biden set aside an $80 billion budget. And to top all of that off, this was all part of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. You can't make this stuff up. But then to make everything even worse, Biden's Treasury Secretary, a woman named Janet Yellen, went on to implement a new IRS audit plan that would specifically target people making below $400,000 per year. So pretty much all of middle America. And so what all of this means is that Biden's genius plan to reduce inflation was to spend $80 billion to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, then to use AI to unconstitutionally scan through the private banking information of middle-class Americans. So hey, daily reminder, these Democrats either completely hate you or are totally incompetent. Honestly, probably both. But hey, I don't hate you guys, so I want to say real quick, if you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing because it actually does help a ton. But anyway, let's talk about where we go from here. What's the plan to move forward from all of this? Well, as you might have heard, Trump actually plans to completely replace the Internal Revenue Service with the External Revenue Service. Take a look at this. As Trump posted shortly after taking office, "For far too long, we have relied on taxing our great people using the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. Through soft and pathetically weak trade agreements, the American economy has delivered growth and prosperity to the world while taxing ourselves. It is time for that to change. I am today announcing that I will create the External Revenue Service to collect our tariffs, duties, and all revenue that come from foreign sources. We will begin charging those that make money off of us in trade, and they will start paying, finally, their fair share. January 20th, 2025 will be the birth of the External Revenue Service. Make America great again." Okay, that sounds like a pretty daring plan. And now that we're just a little over 2 weeks into Trump's presidency, where do things stand right now? Well, since making that post, Trump has actually floated the idea of completely ending federal income tax altogether, which would be a massive change. Let me know what you guys think about that in the comment section down below. But then, just yesterday actually, Elon Musk floated the idea that the Department of Government Efficiency, the DOGE, should conduct a comprehensive audit on the IRS. And now, as you guys can see, I personally voted yes on this survey here, but that's only because I answered so quickly that I didn't even see that F yes was an option, so please don't get too mad at me. But okay, while we're talking about Elon Musk and the DOGE, I want you guys to take a look at this recent clip from none other than Chuck Schumer.
"We also know this is just the beginning. If DOGE attacks USAID today, then you can be sure they'll move on to another target tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Postal Service or the IRS.
Oh no, we might lose the IRS? and also USAID? This is terrible. Guys, do these Democrats have any idea how dumb they sound? They keep trying to bring up all this stuff that Trump is doing as if we're all supposed to be mad about it, when in reality it's like, nope, this is actually exactly why we all voted for him in the first place. But hey, maybe the concept of politicians actually doing what they said they would do is just a very strange and foreign concept to the Democrats. They don't even know how to deal with it. But okay, there's another thing I want you guys to take a look at. Check this out. In response to Elon Musk's survey about auditing the IRS and the news that the IRS has been unconstitutionally spying on Americans, Senator Ted Cruz just completely called for the IRS to be abolished altogether. Just point blank, get rid of it. And you know what? Do you guys even disagree with him? I sure don't. You can't help but question the importance of the IRS when stuff like this is happening. Nearly 6,000 IRS employees and contractors owe a combined total of $50 million in back taxes. This data comes from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report published in July of 2024. So, yeah, the IRS can't even properly tax their own employees, but they want to go ahead and use AI to illegally scan your bank account so that they can kick in your front door if you don't pay up. So you know what? Here's my opinion. President Trump, do whatever you need to do. We all need to see some change with all of this. Big change. Now that Trump is back in office and we begin to start taking a look at what really went on during the Biden administration, it pretty much seems like the U.S. government was hijacked and weaponized against U.S. citizens in every single way possible. And on top of that, all the waste that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is finding is just absolutely astounding. It's like, hey, instead of using AI to unconstitutionally spy on Americans and hiring 87,000 IRS agents to target middle-class Americans, maybe you should focus on cutting out the billions of dollars of waste in our federal budget. Well, actually, we know they're never going to do that because they're the ones that are benefiting from it. Because waste isn't even the proper word for it. It's fraud. All of this money that's purportedly being spent on diversity programs in Malaysia or whatever is actually just being siphoned off by some Democratic corrupt official. And so, hey, it actually makes total sense that all of these Democrats are literally losing their minds right now because they know the gravy train is over and they're about to be held accountable. Because there's no way that America can ever make a full recovery if we never tie off all of the money that we've just been hemorrhaging for years. It's also just demoralizing. Now, the average American pays around $500,000 in taxes throughout their entire life. And you know what? It's one thing if that money is actually being spent to make the lives of Americans better. Okay, that's a different conversation, but that's not even what's been happening. What has been happening is that your tax money has been getting spent on DEI programs in Turkmenistan. But guess what? That has come to an end. And hey, if you ask me, that is a good thing. But hey, I think that's all I've got for you guys today with this one. So please go down below and drop a comment. Please like the video if you liked it. Hey, please consider subscribing if you enjoy the content. Thank you all very much for watching. And of course, as always, stay safe.